Well, in case you're wondering, this is much what happened in the first service, and I apologize if you came here hoping to hear a traditional sermon and singing the songs and just going out the door. But I think that the church was best exemplified this morning in this time by the spirit of prayer that went out, love for this woman. So many of you that don't even know her still lifted up her name in prayer, and your hearts go out to her in prayer. I'm looking around. I didn't know Bob was here, but I know there's others that are answers to prayer. Jerry and Renee, others. We just prayed for Renee a couple weeks ago, and she's back with us. Thank you for that answer to prayer. We just need to be faithful. And I want to challenge us this morning very briefly. Turn with me, please, to Hebrews chapter 12. I'm going to ask you all to stand, and we're going to read Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3 together. Hebrews 12, 1 through 3. And then just a very brief challenge, and we'll be on our way. Hebrews chapter 12, 1 through 3. Let's read together, please. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you, Lord, that we've had an opportunity now to open your word. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you be here among us as we are challenged from this word this morning, that we can apply something to our lives. Lord, make us more useful in your hands. We ask in Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. My challenge, just very briefly, as I said this morning, is one phrase out of those three verses, looking unto Jesus. In our Christian walk, and this passage relates much to a race, we are challenged on every side to make choices and make decisions and to look for encouragement, to look for strength. And these verses, Hebrews 12, 1 through 3, immediately follow the Hebrews chapter 11, which is sometimes called the Faith Hall of Fame. And probably if this book were written now, you may find somebody like Nancy Rigo in this Faith Hall of Fame, how she endures, how she continues to preach and to be used in every situation that God's placed her. For the Christian, looking after is basically twofold. Now, of course, there's the physical aspect of looking, which is a turning of from one thing to another. So instead of looking to some other strength or some other philosophy or some other teacher in the world, we look to Jesus. We turn to Jesus. To turn away from something towards something else. But also, when we look as a Christian, we look with expectation. And we look for expectation of one, salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. But we look for day-to-day strength through our Lord Jesus Christ. And in Hebrews 12, we see that Jesus Christ is our example. Author and finisher of our faith. What does that mean? That means that he is the designer and the completer of our faith. Our faith is totally 100% wrapped up in the Lord Jesus Christ and his work on the cross and his salvation of our souls. Totally accomplished by Jesus Christ. Nothing else has to be added in. But yet we see his struggle as God in a physical body, the pain that he had to endure, the shame that he felt. He was subject to emotions just as we were. But yet he kept on the course, the Bible says, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Now consider him, verse 3 says, that endured such contradiction of sinners, the abuse, the suffering against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And when I talk about looking to Jesus, I'm talking about those of us that suffer and struggle. We have the battles. We can look at Jesus Christ for our example. As Christians, we look ahead to Jesus for him coming back to us. We look ahead to his return to bring us to heaven with him. But all along the way, we have to look for his strength every day. In Psalm 25, I'm just going to give you a couple verses. And many of these references came from Psalms. I'm not going to get to them today, but Psalm 25, verse 15 is David, a man after God's own heart. And look where his heart turns. In Psalm 25, verse 15, he says, "Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck me out of the net. He shall pluck my feet out of the net." David was being afflicted. He was being chased. He was being persecuted. He looked to his Lord. He trusted in his God and looked to his Lord. And he looked with the Lord with eyes of longing, expectation, like I mentioned. Psalm 121, in verses 1 and 2. Here's David's hope. Here's expectation. "I will lift mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Psalm 123, verse 1 to 3. "Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of the servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God until that he have mercy upon us." You see David's hope, David's expectation, David's full trust in the Lord to be everything he needed in difficult situations, in situations that he was in need, in situations that his resources weren't adequate. He trusted in God. He looked to God. And Jesus Christ was our example. When he suffered, we can look at his life and see a proper response in trust to God through our suffering. In Philippians, I'm going to read two passages. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, first of all. And if you already got your finger in Philippians, just keep it there. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, says this: "For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that ye through his poverty might be rich." What's that talking about? Not talking about your bank account. It's talking about salvation. Talking about riches in heaven. And Philippians chapter 2, looking at Christ our example, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death of the cross." My challenge to you today is, in the midst of suffering and difficult times and doubt, fear, that we trust in God, and we look at his word, we look at the hope we have in our Lord Jesus Christ, expectantly that God will provide for us through all our needs. And remember this morning, now a lot of this is going to go back in the pocket, so some other day I can bring it to you. Remember this morning, looking to Jesus. We mentioned Nancy. We prayed about her health. We prayed about her family. We need to put feet on those prayers and hands on that love that we talk about. And beyond the prayers for this woman, we need to visit her, as Bob said. We need to send her cards. I'm sure many of you can think of times that you were sick and felt neglected or felt ignored or felt forgotten. Let's not let that be the case with us, especially where there is unsaved loved ones in her family. They have no concept of our prayer this morning. They have no feeling of the service that we have, but they will see our love if we go and visit and we share and we make phone calls and we drop cards. So this has been a great challenge to me today. It's been a huge First of all, it's a call for repentance where we've been lacking. Lord, we need to change our ways and turn back and be the people that God would have us to be of love. The suffering that Jesus Christ had, we can take to another and share with them confidently that Christ understands our suffering and there's a purpose for it. Nancy still fulfills her purpose because she still shares the gospel. And we can encourage her by our thoughts and prayers, but more by our visits and our cards and phone calls. And let it not just be Nancy. There's others that are sick among us. I was thinking of Claudette this morning that's not with us. She's been sick and getting worse. So we need to pray for Claudette, St. Hours, and others. It is wonderful to see you back that we've prayed for, Bob and Renee and Jerry. Jerry's been back for the past few weeks. Helen, so many of you. Maybe you could testify to us what it's like. Jerry said a little bit in his prayer how you feel disconnected and out of the group, out of the flow. But Lord, help us to have hearts that love and deeds that show your love to others by our actions. Pray for Pastor and Connie as they return this week. And look to Jesus. Brother John, would you close in prayer, please? Dismiss us. Amen. Have a great day. Hope to see you tonight at 6 o'clock for our DVD. Thank you.